The music piece you just heard is called 草船借箭, which means capturing arrows with bolts of straw. It was performed by Singing Symphony Orchestra. For more information, please visit singing.com. That is SHENYUN.com.
This is a CGSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
TikTok removes light rewards feature in EU to comply with safety regulations. According to Reuters on August 5th, the widely popular short video streaming platform TikTok agreed to stop offering its TikTok rewards program in the European Union, EU, in compliance with regulations set by the bloc.
TikTok 承诺撤回 Light 奖励功能，欧盟结束调查。据路透社报道，欧盟委员会8月5日表示，已结束对 TikTok 推出的新应用 TikTok Light 的奖励功能的调查，接受 TikTok 的承诺，即永久从欧盟撤回该奖励计划，以遵守欧盟的规定。
The case was tried under the Digital Service Act, DSA, a law aimed at creating a safer online environment by targeting harmful content, misinformation, and illegal activities, while also protecting users' rights.
这一案件是根据欧盟数字服务法审理的。数字服务法旨在通过打击有害内容、错误信息和非法活动来创建更安全的在线环境，同时保护用户的权利。
The DSA dictates that large online platforms have to identify potential performance risks and ways to handle said risks before launch.
根据数字服务法，大型线上平台必须在新功能推出前向欧盟报告其潜在风险，以及采取有效措施来规避这些风险。
Following the case's closure, TikTok agreed to legally binding commitments to remove the feature while also not circumventing its commitment by releasing the feature under a different name, Reuters reported.
路透社报道说 ,TikTok 目前已做出具有法律约束力的承诺，将从欧盟取消该奖励计划，并且不会推出任何规避数字服务法的其他计划。
Any breach of the commitments would immediately amount to a breach of the DSA and could therefore lead to fines, the commission said.
欧盟执行委员会表示，任何违反承诺的行为将立即等同于违反数字服务法，因此可能导致罚款。
The TikTok Lite app, a data light variant of the meant for areas with slower internet speeds, features a task and reward system where users age 18 and above could earn points through viewing or liking content, following creators or recommending friends to use the app.
TikTok Lite 应用程序是一种低带宽版本的新应用程序，适用于网速较慢的地区，具有任务和奖励系统。超过18岁年龄的用户可以通过观看和点赞视频等赚取点数来使用该程序。
Upon completing these tasks, users can redeem rewards like vouchers or TikTok coins, the later being used to pay content creators.
在完成指定任务后，用户可以兑换优惠券或 TikTok 硬币等奖励，后者用于支付内容创作者的费用。
First released in Thailand in 2018, the app was brought to France and Spain earlier this year. However, the reward system had drawn ire from the EU following concerns of its potential impact on children and users' mental health.
任务和奖励系统于2018年首次在泰国发布。 今年四月初在法国和西班牙推出。不过欧盟因担心奖励系统对儿童和用户心理健康的潜在影响而感到不安。
An investigation was launched in April under the European Commission, the EU's executive branch, citing concerns surrounding mental health risks on users, particularly the potential of stimulation of addictive behavior.
欧盟执行委员会在四月份发起了一项调查，理由是担心用户的心理健康风险，特别是潜在的刺激成瘾行为。
The rewards program, which may stimulate addictive behavior, could potentially have negative effects on physical and mental health of users, the commission said. This is of particular concerns for minors, who may have a heightened sensitivity to such features.
欧盟执行委员会表示，奖励计划可能会刺激成瘾行为，可能会对用户的身心健康产生负面影响。这对于未成年人来说尤其令人担忧，他们可能对此类功能更加敏感。
TikTok agreed to temporarily suspend its rewards feature in the EU after the investigation was launched. It was also required to provide information about the steps it had taken to mitigate such systemic risks.
调查展开后不久，TikTok 暂停了在欧盟的这个奖励计划。欧盟还要求 TikTok 提供为减轻此类系统性风险而采取措施的信息。
According to Commission sources, Brussels worked hard on the case with regulators in France and Spain, in addition to Ireland, where TikTok's European headquarters is located.
据欧盟委员会消息人士透露，除了 TikTok 欧洲总部所在的爱尔兰外，布鲁塞尔还与法国和西班牙的监管机构就此案进行了努力合作。
However, the closure of the case does not mean TikTok is guilty of breaching the Digital Service Act. Thus, they will not be penalized. Yet, should the company fail to live up to its commitments, it could be slapped with huge fines of around 6% of its global turnover.
这次和解意味着欧盟委员会并未正式判定 TikTok 违反数字服务法，因此没有处罚它。不过，如果 TikTok 不遵守承诺，它可能会立即受到制裁，罚金最高可达全球年营业额的 6%， 而且不需要重新调查。
While the TikTok Lite Rewards case has closed, another Digital Service Act investigation into TikTok remains open. This one involves potential breaches created by the TikTok's app algorithm. It's feared that the app's design could lead to behavioral addictions and rabbit hole effects among children.
欧盟委员会表示，另一项范围更广的调查正在进行中。这项调查涉及 TikTok 的主要算法等领域。欧盟委员会担心以追踪为基础的推荐引致设计可能会导致儿童行为上瘾和兔子洞效应，即观看一个主题视频的儿童可能会被推荐更多极端视频，从而导致有害内容扩大。
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released album by Canadian musician. First is a song by Peter Campbell, and it's called A Time for Love, which is from the album titledLoving You, and it was released in May 2017. 听众朋友，大家下午好，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Rap Channel Show。现在到了我们加拿大最新发行的专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Peter Campbell 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做《A Time for Love》。
a time for summer skies, for hummingbirds and butterflies, for tender words that harmonize with love. A time for climbing hills, for leaning out of windowsills, admiring the daffodils above. A time for holding hands together, a time for rainbow-colored weather, a time of make-believe that we've been dreaming of. As time goes drifting by, the willow bends, and so do I. But oh my friend, whatever sky above, I've known a time for spring, a time for fall, but best of all, a time
向大家推荐的是来自 Calgary 的两位音乐人，他们的名字叫做 Fig and Flame。 那么他们两位是在加拿大是非常有名的，就是以他们的 humor， 以他们的就是幽默著称吧。 那么这首歌曲的名字叫做 When the world is calling A place is the sun By the fig and the flame The fig and the flame are Calgary-based dolls Known for their humor and heart And the song is from the album called The Fig and the Flame. Hope you enjoy.
When I found out that I had to go
It brings me to my knees. Ian and Corb have the foothills locked up. Navajo rug and the truck got stuck. Huss is gigging hard up there in the peace. And the Mabels are killing those three-part harmonies. The Calgary Symphony is playing Beethoven. In Medicine Hat, they're rocking and rolling. Dialing some jazz up on Tommy Banks Drive. There's Cindy and Corey and Katie and Feist. I can hear Alberta in the engine's whine. I can hear Alberta hauling down the line. From the Badlands to the Muskeg, let's bridge to Lake Louise. I can hear Alberta, it brings me, to my knees. On in Fort McLeod. Leroy Stagger,
I like to play it loud.
Tegan and Sarah, can you tell them apart? Paul Brandt is on his bus, breaking some gal's heart. PJ Perry is wailing on his sax. Mr. Tim Williams got the blues real bad. And if you are hunting for that high and lonesome sound, Tom Phillips and the band are honky-tonk bound. I can hear Alberta in the engine's whine. I can hear Alberta hauling down the line. From the Badlands to the Muskeg, Lethbridge to Lake Louise. I can hear Alberta, it brings me, to my.
And it's from the album titled Sleeping Buffalo, and which was released in May 2017. Now we're back to more Chinese music. First is a song called 春天的故事, which means the story of spring, and it's vocaled by Qi Yu. 接下来请大家欣赏由齐豫演唱的歌曲《春天的故事》。 Last song for today's music, King of the Chant Show, is a song performed by 陈明绍 and it's called 让风告诉我 which means let wind tell me. And Hershey wish everyone a happy weekend. Please tune in next week, next Saturday on CJSF 90.1 FM.今天要献给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是由陈明绍演唱的《让风告诉我》。祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。
收听的是90.1 FM。